5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining me for another episode here of your boy Roy on SRQ Talk. Another beautiful day here in Sarasota, Florida, what we call paradise. A spectacular day, 63 degrees. I woke up to about 59 degrees this morning, about 6 a.m. And we are pumped. Season 3, Episode 2, January 14th, 2021. Let's get the party started. We have a lot of a great deal on the plate today. We don't have an agenda here, but we do give you live local news updates on current events. We do bring Sarasota and Manatee County to the front of the line on all top news, regardless of what's going on here. And there's plenty going on. Of course, we're living in a pandemic life, so we're not going to be able to avoid bringing down the damn show with the COVID-19 numbers. I've been trying to research the ones for the current ones. We know we've been over 10,000 new cases every day for a long time. That hasn't been seen since the peak of it back in the summer where we were in season one. But now we move forward. Happy New Year to everybody that didn't listen to the show yesterday. We did decide to broadcast today. You know it as Thursday. We call it Little Friday here, Little Baby Friday, and we're pumped up to get started here. So let's get right to the news here. And like I said, we do bring Sarasota and Manatee County to the front of the line, and we are going to bring down the show. Let's go ahead and welcome my 63% of female listeners out there. You know, we are in 13 countries. We're in 12 states within the United States. We are in 15 cities within Florida. And when I say we're in there, meaning that people are listening from this general area. Of course, yesterday we reported a new king of the mountain here as far as the cities in Florida. Florida being the number one state, obviously, that listens to me. But within Florida, Orlando has just passed Fort Myers, followed by St. Petersburg. That's my three largest audiences in that order: Orlando, Fort Myers, St. Petersburg. And then you would think Sarasota's number one, right? Yeah, but they're not. They're number four. Northport follows them with 5. That's the top 5. And then my Sioux Seals down in the 305, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palmetto, Bradenton, and Naples wrap up the top 10. And the lower half, what I like to call the damn toilet bowl, Lakeland, Tampa, Parrish. You call it Punta Gorda. The Latin community calls it Punta Gorda. And then Gulf Breeze, baby, which is my new city out there in the panhandle in Tallahassee. Countries apart from the USA, it's the Roy's Rowdy Rebels out there in the UK, Ireland being the first country internationally to ever opt in, Mexico, Germany, Turkey, Netherlands, Singapore, Colombia, the motherland of Spain, Italy, Qatar, and South Africa wraps up the 13 countries in the internationally, because I do appeal to that. Now, we do encourage the audience, since we can't take live phone calls. Obviously, it's a podcast, so go ahead and drop me an email with your thoughts at srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, leave me a voicemail with our cool feature on our website at srqtalk.com. Hit the message button, leave me a message there, and if it's any good, your boy Roy's going to make you SRQ Talk famous by putting you on the air. Now, obviously, you don't have any problems finding the show, but we do broadcast from the Anchor dashboard. You can always go to the Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya. Truth of the matter is you could go to any search engine you want, whether it's Google, Yahoo, AOL, any of the search engines. You put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to be there in the top of the list. Now, let's go ahead and bring down the show with the because we are broadcasting 1 hour a day, every day, and we have 30 minutes. The top of the hour is all top news and opinion, and bottom of the hour, all sports, baby. We got plenty to talk about. Hockey season started yesterday. NBA launched on Christmas. It's getting to the end of the divisional playoffs in the NFL, and we did give you our picks. We'll go over those. We are have since 2021. It's a new slate, new motto here. Live in the past, die in the present, baby. Lock it up. Your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Let's get to our first story today. And, of course, we're going to bring down the show here. Florida DOH reporting a 10.17% positivity rate statewide in its Wednesday's dashboard update, and that's yesterday. That's they used to come out at 11 a.m., and that's why we normally broadcast here at 11 a.m. from the Paradise City of Sarasota every day, Monday through Friday for 1 hour, and we usually start the show at 11 a.m. I mean, it's a podcast. You don't know that. It takes time to upload it and stuff like that, because why? We don't edit the show here. Why? Because we're new, fresh, local, and obviously worldwide. Damn podcast, they're off the chain, amped up. We do have a we had our sponsor yesterday, the Off the Mud. I messed that up. But today we got the Tender Smokehouse, their handcrafted Texas barbecue scratch made sides and award-winning barbecue sauce. They're offering online ordering now by visiting TenderSmokehouseBBQ.com. Catering services are available by calling 469-590-8288. They are in two locations in the great state of Texas, where my numbers are off the chain. They have two locations, one in Frisco at 4226 Preston Road in Frisco, Texas, and then they have their Salina location in Salina, Texas. That's 224 West Pecan Street in Salina, Texas. Lock it up, Tender Smokehouse. But to you and I that don't live in the great state of Texas, they do overnight it to you. This is the same place that my good friend paid up his debt from losing the NHL, where the Dallas Stars fell to your Tampa Bay Lightning, and I won a friendly bet with my friend. This is the place that he ordered from. They'll bring it right to you. What is it that they take the air out of the little thing, air socket or whatever it is? TenderSmokehouseBBQ.com. Hit them up and get yourself some Texas barbecue. They're a sponsor of the set. Off the Mud Scale was the podcast that was our first sponsor of the year. We brought them to the front of the line due to them being a podcaster as well. So I kind of give them a little bit of privilege there. But there you go, Tender Smokehouse, BBQ.com. Hit them up, get yourself and do yourself a favor and get yourself. And especially now that we're staying home, you're sick of all these local deliveries, try something off the chain, man. And it sure is, because I was delivered it myself and I absolutely inhaled it. All right, so what do we got here? The Florida Department of Health has released the Wednesday COVID-19 dashboard update. The state is reporting a 10.17 positivity rating, with Manatee and Sarasota counties reporting a 9.23% and a 9.72% respectively there. Since March, the DOH has reported 1,517,472 positive cases since March, with an increase of 13,660 cases on Tuesday's update. 169 death game overs there for Florida residents were reported, bringing the death toll to 23,396 people has bitten the dust, baby. That does not mean that all deaths occurred in the last 24 months. just that the state received the cause of death. There you go. And locally here, we like to, even though Manatee and Bradenton don't want to listen to the show, we have people in Palmetto, definitely. And I got a nice story. It's not going to be all doomsday radio here today. We do have some good news for Manatee County, something to take your mind off of things and something to move forward to. But Manatee County's total cases of the cooties there, they have 25,379 cases of the cooties there in Manatee County. In Sarasota, before you go ahead and shake your, wag your big damn index finger and wag it like a five-year-old at Manatee County like you like to do, total cases of the cooties in Sarasota, 21,898. So you're not doing any better than that. It's always been like about a 3,000, 4,000 spread between the two counties. It could be that Manatee County is testing more, and that's the reason why. And it could be just because they're geographically seems like a little bigger to me. Okay, lock it up. It's your boy Roy SRQ Talk, keeping you in the know here. And on the naughty list, on the SRQ naughty list here, we got four losers here that were just arrested, four indicted in the 2019 vape shop murder that happened in damn Bradenton last year. You probably don't remember. I sure do. Four men have been indicted for first-degree murder in connection with the 2019 homicide of Mohammed Hamed, Amado Zeppi, James Brewer, Michael Heppner, and Cody Polk initially were charged with second-degree murder in the case, and now we amped it up to first degree, you losers. The Manatee County Sheriff's Office told the media at the time that Brewer was driving, it was driven to the Green Galaxy Smoke Shop on the 3,000 block of First Street West. There's where that damn Days Inn is over there on First Street. You know where it is if you're in Manatee and Bradenton. You know exactly where the 3,000 block of First Street is, West, by Heppner, and entered the store in an attempt to distract Hamed. Hamed was ordered to the back of the store and forced to open a safe. Deputies say Zeppi continued to point his damn weapon at Hamed like a damn idiot. Instead of getting laid and going out and having drinks, going clubbing, you're hanging out with three guys, which is suspicious as it is. No girls involved there, Zeppi. And you want to hold a weapon at Hamed, probably guy's a nice Middle Eastern community business owner. And then unprovoked, you swung a firearm, striking Hamed with the bayonet end. You pistol whipped his ass, damn Zeppi. The firearm fired upon striking, of course it did, killing him. All four men fled with Heppner driving the vehicle. You damn disgrace. I'm so glad they amped it up from second degree to first degree. Go to another big city. We don't do that around here. I'm glad they're cleaning up these things. And all four of you, look at them. I'm all looking at them on the website. They're all a bunch of losers, should be getting laid, and instead they're playing with little guns and playing cops and robbers and then being the robbers. Get out of town. Now you'll be facing hard time, and we don't care if it's your first time, okay? We're gonna put our fist down here, and this is Amado Zeppi, James Brewer, Michael Heppner, and Cody Polk, your latest four losers from Bradenton. And now it went from second-degree murder to first-degree murder. You planned it out, man. You're going away for a long time if convicted. We don't like to convict here publicly on the SRQ Talk Show, but guess what?
Whatever.
That's right, buddy. You're going down the tubes, and you're going down. Get them off the streets. We don't need these bad vibes around here, man. We got enough problems. We don't need you. Business is being eradicated by these damn left-wing socialists, okay? It's bad enough that, you know, that we're barely open, and now you want to rob people that actually are getting up and not getting unemployment checks and being a damn loser like you and unemployed? What the hell, you have to go ahead and what you think you were going to get out of a vape shop? Ahmed, if he's from the Middle Eastern community, he's got all his golden damn over there in the Middle East, man. Not going to bring it to some dirtbag location in Bradenton, you damn loser.
Whatever.
I progress. Let's move on because everybody's on the hate wagon with Trump. He's gotten impeached for the first time. A president's been impeached twice. I think it's an absolute absurdity with the guy only having 6 days. He's already conceded sort of in his kind of way. I'm sorry, it's not the way you wanted him to concede or the way you're used to. The guy's not a politician, okay? So the guy's finally stopping to be a damn baby, okay? He stopped throwing himself on the ground like he's a two-year-old at the department store. Just get the hell out of office, man. All right, do it with some dignity and with your head up. You shouldn't be ashamed of what you did. You boosted the economy. It can't, you know, you can't help it that they damn brought the damn China virus over here just to mess you up. Pelosi's having a damn orgasm over this, okay? And now Vern Buchanan, which is our boy here that represents damn Sarasota, Congressman Vern Buchanan votes against Trump impeachment. And let the record show that Vern stood by Trump, okay? Congressman Vern Buchanan announced Wednesday that he voted against impeaching President Trump for the second time in the House of Representatives. Buchanan issued a statement on his social media shortly after casting his nay, that's N-A-Y, to you ignorant damn disgraces. Said, no, man, vote on the resolution. Today I voted against the impeachment of President Trump because the rushed effort to remove a president from office only damn 6 days before he leaves office is divisive and misguided. And I can't agree more with you, Vern, baby. Congress should be focused on helping people get the COVID vaccine and on efforts to reopen the economy in our schools. Another hooray, bravo to you, man. Let me read that again. Congress should be focused on helping people to get the COVID vaccine and on efforts to reopen the economy in our schools. How are they going to be? Where's our stimulus money, damn it? Why don't you be negotiating that? You're going to be wasting time, you know, impeaching a guy that's going to be leaving voluntarily. He's going to transfer power with no issues, man. He's leaving in 6 days and you want to waste time impeaching him because you got an axe to grind with the guy. Whatever. Get the hell out of here. That's what your boy Roy SRQ Talk says to you, man. And he's so harsh. He's so angry all the time. Get out of town, man. We're going to keep our eye on the time. You know why? Because your time flies here with your boy Roy. You can't get enough of the show, and the numbers show it. What else do we got here? What else is damn Vern Buchanan said? He said he voted against the impeachment of President Trump, whatever, to remove president from an office 6 days before. We already said that. Congress should be focused. Yep, we said that. Instead, he's saying this damn Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's unprecedented decision to launch a second partisan impeachment in 13 months sets a dangerous precedent and further polarizes an already divided country. I can't agree with you more. That's Vern Buchanan. That's why he gets elected year after year. He's not jumping on the hate wagon, and he's not jumping off of Trump's wagon. Vern Buchanan feels like I do. This is just going to divide the country. It's going to give more hate to the already haters, okay? Just giving more reason to hate, okay? Instead of bringing, uniting, and like Vern says, and I agree, making sure you get the COVID vaccine distributed amongst everybody, including damn teachers that are very important. I can't believe they weren't on the priority list, and we're officially damn offended here that the damn teachers, okay? And they're not getting paid enough, too. And I already saw some articles. I just only have a one-hour show, and I got to get everything in 30 minutes here, okay? So I got to be amped up, and I might sound angry all the time. Doesn't mean I'm angry, okay? I'm under a lot of pressure to get all this news out to you to keep my audience, a very large one here on this podcast, in the know, okay? Without any fake news or any damn agenda, or I'm not trying to be a has-been comedian on the radio trying to be funny and dance for you and juggle for you. Go find another clown for that, okay? Vern, you're absolutely right, Buchanan, and I'm glad that he stuck up right by there and let Trump damn go out of our lives already. Biden, where's my check? That's all I got to say. Whatever. Okay, and in better, lighter news, as we digress, Palmetto, baby, my highest rated Manatee County city. That's right. It's not Bradenton. It's Palm Ghetto, as you know. And I call it Palmetto, you disrespectful bastards. The Manatee County Fair kicks off on Thursday night. That's Little Friday. That's tonight, y'all. And we'll run through the 24th. Fair officials say that they are taking many precautions to help keep everybody safe. Those precautions include social distancing, one-way directional arrows, and hand sanitizing stations throughout the fairgrounds, keeping you safe in the Manatee County Fair, man. They are strongly recommending that people wear face masks outside, and it will be required inside the building. The fairgrounds will be also completely sanitized. Lock it up. Squeaky clean. Fair officials say that there will be a lot of the same attractions, but not as many as previous years. Ticket prices daily are $10 for adults, $6 for active military, $6 for children between the ages of 6 and 12, and 5 and under, free, baby. That's right. Even if your kid's 8 and he looks 5, baby, try to get one over on him. Parking is $10. For a complete list and guidelines of the events, visit the Manatee County Fair website. There you go, man. The Manatee County Fair kicks off tonight. Lock it up. I'm glad that they are allowing people trying to get back to normal here. Welcome to Florida. That's why these Michigan and Ohio people, where my numbers are damn skyrocketing out of Ohio, that's why they all come here, okay? We can function like we do normally and just stay within the protocol, man. Even if you're outside, wear a mask. You know, I used to make wonder why people wore masks outside when they're walking alone, but you never know anybody's situation. So stop damn judging people, man. And you know what? That guy is a smart guy. Even though you're outside, what about if someone sneezes in the building next door and it just travels? It's damn airborne, isn't it?
Whatever.
We move on, man. We digress. Let me see. What is the time? Yeah, we're doing great on time. Let me see what else we got for you, man. There was a lot of news on the agenda, including sports. We're going to tell you where Harden got damn traded. He finally left Houston. We have a whole sports show, SRQ Sports Show, following this one, immediately following this one. It's the bottom hour of our one-hour show. And I'll tell you, just on another note, just to keep everybody in the know, I recently had to surrender a Florida driver's plate because my car broke down. Didn't really have time, have other cars that I can drive, so I put it to the side. But I did learn my lesson 8 years ago when I arrived to Sarasota that they don't play around here. If you drive, if you drive without insurance, or your insurance runs out, or you don't pay your insurance and they drop you, and you still have a registered license plate on the back of your car, I'll tell you what, man, you're taking your chances big time, okay? Because they'll suspend your license, and it could cost you up to $500 to get it back. This is your boy Roy, man, keeping you in the know on real life issues, okay? And now with the whole COVID-19, you know, everybody's using that as an excuse. If you're waiting 30 minutes to talk to a customer service, it's COVID's fault. Everything's COVID-19. Everyone's got a COVID-19 card, and they're going to show it as much as possible when things go bad, okay? It took me all day on hold yesterday calling the Sarasota tax collector, okay, which is the DMV. There's a lot of things you can do online. I lost my Florida driver's license recently, and no kind soul, you know, mailed it back to me like I have done for other people. So I haven't received that karma back, okay? I have found people's driver's license. And you know what I do? I put probably a blank sheet of paper over it and mail it right back to them on the mailing address on the license. But that's me. I don't expect you to do that. But I've done it not only once, several times I've done it. Okay. And I've lost my driver's license many times and no, actually, you know, that's not true. One time one person did call me and tell me that he found my driver's license outside his place. And that's it is. I'm not a materialistic person. I lose shit. My mother always says if my balls weren't attached to me, I'd lose them too. Whoa, mom. Easy on the jokes, mom. All right. So we digress. Yo, I just ate lunch as well. So we're going to move on here. Let me see what else. Well, my point is about the tag is you better call them, man. You better call them and you better surrender your tag. There's a box outside of the tax collectors. I think it's 101 South Washington Boulevard there in downtown Sarasota. And there's a big box over there and you can surrender your license plate. And I definitely encourage you to do that. Do the right thing, because if not, your license is going to get suspended. And they know. They know the date you were not insured, or the insurance rats you out to them and tells you that they dropped you from the insurance. And if you still have a register, and they're not going to believe you that, oh, the car just stayed outside my house. I didn't drive it. No one Whatever. Is going to believe that, okay? They're going to assume you're driving the car around. So the best thing to do is to surrender the license plate, which I did. Didn't think it was going to take forever to get a hold of somebody. And of course, because of COVID-19, we're even grateful anybody's working these days, okay? Instead of making more money through unemployment, okay? But a lot of people have exhausted their unemployment, their 26 weeks. So now they're forced to go back to work or to do something, okay? So people are working. They're just working from home. It's long wait time. I did it a little differently. Instead of calling them at 11 a.m. in the middle of the day and trying to get through, called them as soon. I started ringing the phone at like 8:50 a.m. today. And it only took me about 15 minutes for someone to get on the phone. And we got it done all via email. They'll be mailing me my plate. I paid over the phone. They'll be mailing my driver's license, registration, and plate, baby. On the way to your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Another paradise day here, 63, the gay spectacular, not a cloud in the sky like yesterday. But anyway, folks, we are going to wrap up. That was the news that stood out that I can inform you about and keep you in the know about locally here and kind of touch base on some national news. It's hard to all get it in 30 minutes, but I want you to stay with the show. Stay with me for the bottom hour, which is going to be all sports and this. Plenty of news. We got divisional games. Hockey started. There's basketball games. Unfortunately, we went 0-1 yesterday, and the Bucks didn't cover, but we'll go over that. We'll have more games today. The lock of the day, which will probably going to include a hockey game. We'll go over the Harden trade and what that means to basketball and the dynamic in it, of everything. Stay with me. It's your boy, Roy. All sports next. Yes, indeed, and welcome back to the SRQ Sports Show edition here on SRQ Talk with your boy Roy here, broadcasting live from Sarasota, Florida, 63 degrees, spectacular out. This is the bottom of our one-hour show where we go all sports, and yesterday, unfortunately, we started off the schneid on our locks of the day. We kind of went with an NBA game. We gave you plenty of divisional games a little early, how we felt about them. Like we're going to be laying 6.5 against the Rams and their defense. We're going to go against the defense. Just like the Bears went down, the Rams are going to get killed by Green Bay. We went with your damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers with the notion that it's very hard to beat a team three times, and I don't believe New Orleans is going to beat Tampa Bay for the third straight time in the season. Tom Brady is focused. He's had this circled on his calendar, okay? And honestly, Drew Brees, you looked horrible. You looked horrible, man. The age is finally coming in, and you know how they say you get a little bit smaller. Like I believe I was 5'11 at one time. I went to go to the doctors the other day for a checkup, and they measured me at 5'10. As you get older, as you become a damn old fart, okay, you start getting smaller. And Drew Brees was already suspect at about 5'10". They listed him at 6 foot, but you know how they listed a little bit higher just for paper reasons. But in actuality, he's about 5'10", man. The guy jumps to pass the ball sometimes. I can't believe that he's been that successful in his career. He started with the San Diego Chargers, if you remember. That was way back, huh? That's showing my dad. I mean, Drew Brees has been around just as long as Tom Brady has, man. I believe Brees just hit 40 years old or 41. Tom will be 43 or 44 or whatever. But Tom's looking on point, and Drew Brees isn't, man. And I know they got the little Jason Hill, and I know they got Kamara, and they got Thomas on the wide receiver, and they got plenty of weapons, and they showcased all those players in the previous two victories over the Bucks. But first of all, the Bucks, it was the first game of the year. Tom with a new team after 20 years. I mean, honestly, did you think that that was the lock of the day? And we go back to the archives like y'all can do by listening. I mean, we had a season one of 37 episodes. We had a season two of 27 episodes. And I'm sure somewhere in there, it was a lock. We're kind of a homer here. You know, we try to go for the local teams, but my money is definitely more important. But we definitely are going to grab the 3 points that the Saints are giving us. I think it's 3.5. We'll go back and check it out. But let's go over some basketball scores from yesterday, because unfortunately, we told you to lay 10.5 against that putrid damn Detroit Piston team. Okay. And against Giannis in Milwaukee. Which the Heat took care of Giannis in the playoffs last season. And, the Bucks did win 110-101. They won by 9, but we're dropping 10.5. That does us no good at all. What we should have went is I was a little afraid of laying 4 to the damn Charlotte Hornets, which I thought had game with Ball's kid, with the other Ball kid that got drafted there. He had a turnover. He wasn't so impressive. And these kids all look really tall and big and lanky and all that until they start playing the games with other tall, lanky Mac Daddy kids. And then they just look small to me. But the Ball kids are going to – yeah, I'm a fan of the Ball family. LaVal Ball, I know he's obnoxious, vomit. But that's probably – if I had boys in my life, I'd probably be the same way with my kids. You know, he made them, he bred them, and he made them to be superstars. And now they're all in the NBA. Including the youngest one that's in with the Hornets now. But, I mean, the Mavericks are looking really good. 104-93, they beat the Hornets. And then this game was intriguing, and we didn't know at the time that Harden was going to get traded to the Nets. And, yeah, that's breaking news that broke yesterday with Wojciechowski from the Four-Letter Network broke the news that James Harden in a 4-team deal. He ends up with Durant again. And if you remember anything, Durant and Harden came out together with Oklahoma City, with Westbrook. So there you go. And Durant was quoted by the Four-Letter Network. They put a microphone in his face, and he said it was lots of fun to play with the beard, man. And you know, from last playoffs, I'm a beard fan, man. Can't believe Golden State ousted him in the playoffs, and he got booted out last year. And a lot of people say that Harden's just a ball hog, that he's just a dribbler, no pass, and it's like playing one-on-one basketball. So he's a ball hog, but most scorers are. Kobe was accused of that as well. But now he's going to have to share the rock, baby, because not only do you have damn baby Kyrie Irving, and who knows if Kyrie Irving, he was not offered in the deal to Houston. In fact, you know what? Houston didn't want him. Okay, Houston's just like, you know, that guy's a nutcase. He's an Antonio Brown in the making, okay? This guy's attitude and his reaction to things is Kyrie Irving's. I don't know what's got him so angry, man. I don't know if he's puffing the wacky tobacco or not, man. But this guy's off in his character lately. He's just been angry. He's been missing games. He's coming off as super entitled. He plays when he wants. I mean, people pay tickets, Kyrie. People that pay your salary, buddy. I know these days with the games all being locked out and people not being allowed to go to the stadiums, they're probably losing that revenue anyway, man. They're not going to tolerate your crap. And the NBA, honestly, the inmates are running the asylum, man. I was catching a couple of games yesterday I caught the damn Clippers and little boy George there and Kawhi going up against the what was it, the other ball kid that plays for the Pelicans, okay, the original one, ball that came out first. But anyway, the Clippers hung out tough, but it was too much. The Clippers were too much for the Pelicans. The Pelicans are not ready yet. They went down 111-106, and there's where Zion plays, but Zion didn't play that game. Game details, let me see if they're going to give me any details as far as the Clippers beating the Pelicans 111-106. We didn't touch that game, but Ingram was the big one there for the Pelicans. He came over in a trade. He used to play with LeBron initially there, but he played 38 minutes. He had 22 points. How many? 6 rebounds. Alexander Walker also is Mac Daddy there. He had 37. He was the high scorer actually there for the Pelicans. He had also 8 boards and 1 assist. But they don't pass the ball around, man. And Adams, I saw Adams, he used to play for the that's that big ass center. He had only had 6 boards. So and off the bench, let me see. They have Redick on that team too. He played actually 28 minutes with 12 points there. He did have 5 rebounds and 2 3-pointers there. The starters for the Clippers, Beverly, George, Ibaka, Kawhi, and Batum. They all played about 38 minutes apiece. Ibaka was the one that shared some time there with Morris coming off the bench there. But let me see. Paul George, 38 minutes. He scored 27 points. He was 8 of 16 from the field. He was actually 5 for 5 from 3-pointers. And free throws, he went to the line 6 times and drained them all. He had 5 3-pointers, Paul George. He had 27 points. He played well, but that's the problem with Paul George. He plays great in the regular season. And then what happens in the playoffs? He disappears, man. But anyway, we move on. It was the Trailblazers against the Kings. I stayed clear away from this game, and I'm glad I did. The line was actually went from 4 to 4.5, and that's what it ended at. 132-126. Trailblazers prevailed there. There was a couple of games that were affected by the COVID-19 positive test. That was the Jazz and the Wizards were postponed. The Magic and the Celtics were postponed, and the Hawks and the Suns. And that's how they're going to operate from this point on. Let me see. The Lakers blew out the Thunder 128-99. They were a 10.5-point favorite, and they covered easily. And I did tell you that. I didn't even make it my lock of the day because I guess I'm just a hater of LeBron lately that I can't even – I knew it. I mean, we would have got it at 8.5, actually. It closed at 10.5. We would have got it at 8.5 when we broadcast. And I told you we're going to get blown out, and that should have been my lock. But instead, I went with Milwaukee against the putrid, disgusting Detroit Pistons that are 2-9 now. So the Bucks, they won, but they didn't cover. So let's see what kind of games we got today. We like to feature. We're going to be 0-1 then for the season coming out. And guess who plays today? My Miami Heat. But we have a law here that not only do you not play with scared money, you don't bet on your favorite team. It's bad enough when they lose. You don't need to lose money also. And also, it makes you biased in picking the team. But the Heat play the 76ers. I wish I could touch it because the damn 76ers, are you kidding me? A 10.5-point favorite against my Miami Heat over there in Philadelphia. The Heat are 4-5, aren't like lighting anything up. Sixers are, they're 8-4. I guess Simmons thought he was going to get traded. And actually, guess what? They did offer Ben Simmons to the Rockets. And guess what? The Rockets said, up yours. I don't want Ben Simmons. He can't shoot from the outside. He has shown nothing other than banging some Kardashian, one of the sisters of the Kardashians he dated for a brief time. But apparently he bounced that up too because she's banging Booker from the Phoenix Suns now. So you weren't good there either, Simmons. So guess what? Nobody wants you. You better amp it up and you better do something out there in Philly, man. They're only going to be so patient with your ass there. You got Embiid there. Also, you guys should be winning a lot more games in the playoffs. I know Kawhi hit a fall back 3-pointer that rattled in. And this is why you didn't advance when Kawhi won it with Toronto. That was your time to shine right there, man. But ever since then, you've been traumatized. You're 8-4 this year, but a 10.5 point favorite. Give me a bam break, man. You got to be kidding me. If I could touch it, I would. That's what I would do. I would grab the 10.5. I don't know why it's so high there. I wonder if Butler is playing or somebody's injured on the Heat. You know, I don't go in depth on these things. This is off the cuff, just like your like this non-edited podcast here. It's the SRQ Talk Show edition of the SRQ Talk Show. It's the actually SRQ Sports Show edition of the SRQ Talk Show here. Drop me an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or better yet, a voicemail. Let me hear your voice, man. You know you love to be heard. srqtalk.com is our website. It's got a message button. Hit it, and you're off to the races. They'll give you 60 seconds to give me your take. We're new, fresh, local, and worldwide. Over how many countries now? Over 13 countries. Listen to your boy Roy here. So we're broadcasting live for 1 hour a day, and this is the bottom hour. So we didn't start 2021 off on a good note. Let me give you the rest of the scores. Oh, yeah, that was the less of the action yesterday. And now, and we forgot, and I apologize, that damn hockey started yesterday. So we might give you a lock of the day in the hockey game. Let me see. We can't touch the Heat game, but the Sixers are whopping. That line is fat at 10.5. Unless you find out that Butler's not playing or Robinson's not playing or one of these Mac Daddies from the Heat are out, that's the only way I see the Sixers being that much of a favorite. There's got to be something going on there. Let me see our next game, and that game tips off at 7 p.m. on TNT, that Heat Sixers game. So we'll be with our popcorn ready for that one. If we can tolerate it, I'm telling you, sometimes I can't tolerate the NBA. Sometimes I feel like they're mailing it in, man. But anyway, the Hornets play the Raptors. The Raptors are an 8.5 point favorite. That seems a little bit fat to me, too. Over under is 220. And then the second, and then they're saying that this game is also on TNT. How can the Heat game be on TNT at 7 p.m.? And then you're going to have the Rockets-Spurs game without the beard on that team on TNT. Maybe it's a West Coast, East Coast thing, man. But unless that, or I'm getting damn fake damn news here from scoresandodds.com, where I go with my resources here. But anyway, they're saying that it's also on TNT. It could be a West Coast thing. Rockets, Spurs. And the Spurs are a 7-point favorite on the newly assembled Houston Rockets, beardless there. And at 10 p.m. on TNT, apparently the Warriors and Nuggets are playing. Nuggets being at home. I like the Nuggets a lot. They're -5 against the Warriors. Wow, with Seth Curry. And I mean, I know they have some injuries, but I mean, they got Draymond. They got most of the team there intact. The thing is that the Nuggets run it up, man. And if Stephen Curry is going to be in town, man, they're going to amp it up. I kind of like the Nuggets there, -5. And I'll give you a basketball one and a hockey one. Let me see. At 10 p.m., Pacers also play the Trailblazers. Trailblazers are -3. And these teams have similar records at 7-4. I'll tell you what, your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, is going to tell you to run to the window. We're going to go with the Denver Nuggets -5 over the Warriors tonight. That game's at 10 p.m. on TNT. I'll be locked and loaded watching that. And then we're going to take a dog here. We're going to go +3. We're going to grab the 3-point against the Blazers, I think Indiana Pacers, even though they don't have that kid got traded, Igopi or whatever the hell his name was, their Mac Daddy superstar. They are in between a trade there with new people on the floor. Maybe I should rethink that. No, we're not going to rethink it. We're going to go with our gut feeling. Those are our two locks in the NBA. You can either bet against us or bet with us. At this point, since we're 0-1, beginning of the season here, beginning of the show. We're only on season 3, episode 2 here with your boy Roy and your locks of the day. We're going to go Nuggets -5 over the Warriors, and we're going to take 3 points with the Pacers against the Trailblazers. There you go, locking it up. Let's keep our eye on the time, and of course, time flies with your boy Roy. We're already halfway through the bottom hour of the All Sports Show here on SRQ Sports Show. on the SRQ Talk Show with your boy Roy here. And why are you repeating yourself? Because I am looking at other news and other games. I wanted to jump to the hockey because that's your NBA docket today on games there. So there you go, man. Let me see, just to review, the Nuggets minus 5 over the Warriors, and I'm encouraging you to take the 3 against the Trailblazers. We'll see if that works out, and we get on to winning schneid here. Today's game's in the NHL, baby. A real man sport. And this is, they just started the season yesterday, so, I mean, we're going to be walking lightly here on these picks. We don't want to get in the hole too much. And we're already lost one coming out of the gate here. So today at 7 p.m., it's the Bruins against the Devils. Both these teams are opening up tonight. They have 0-0 records. Over-under on most of these hockey games are between 5.5 and 6.5 all the time. This one's no different. This one's the over-under is 5.5. And with hockey, it's the money line. And the Bruins are a huge favorite at minus 179 against the Devils. We don't like to go on huge favorites there because it's just too easy. And it's money you got to lay, man. So I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money, though. The second game would be the Capitals against the Sabres. That's the Buffalo Sabres. They're over under a 6. And the Capitals are a slight favorite at 128. I'm kind of leaning towards the Buffalo there. But this is the game that I got circled. The Islanders and the Rangers, baby. The Battle of New York. Long Island against the city. And the Islanders are minus 113. So they're a slight favorite there over the Rangers. Over under 6. I remember Islander games would go under a lot. So there you go. My first 2021 lock of the day in hockey. It's the Battle of New York, baby. It's the Islanders against the Rangers. I'm going with the under 6. They're going to score under 6. That game will probably end up being 3-2 Islanders or 3-2 Rangers. I'm going under 6. Your boy Roy's telling you to run to the window on that one. Let me see if I got another one. Since I gave you 2 in the NBA, let me see if I got 2 in hockey. We got the Hurricanes and the Red Wings. Okay, and the Red Wings is the over-under is 6. Hurricanes a huge favorite at 220. Damn, the Red Wings must be garbage. Man, what a disrespect, man. The Hurricanes got to lay a lot of money. They're macked out there, man. But that's too much of a favorite, too much of an underdog. So we're going to move on from that one. And then we got the Battle of Calgary Flames and the Winnipeg Jets there. Battle of Canada, and the Flames are a slight favorite at 117. Over under is 5.5. And then we got the Blue Jackets and the Nashville Predators. Predators being favored at 122. Over under in the Columbus Blue Jacket game, where my numbers in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, off the chain. They can't shut your boy Roy here off. It's the SRQ Talk Show here. It's the sports edition of it. It's bottom of the hour. We don't have an opinion on that one, Columbus. You're a slight underdog there. Predators are favorite 122. And all that means is that you got to lay $122 to win 100, basically, is what that means to all you non-gambling degenerates. In the West Coast, we got the San Jose Sharks up against the Arizona Coyotes. The Coyotes are favorite 128, over under 5.5, no opinion. And then we got those damn Canucks. The Canucks have already won for the season. They won yesterday. They're 1-0. Edmonton Oilers dropped their game there, so that takes them to 0-1. But they are favorite today against the Canucks, 127, over under 6.5. And this is what I'm doing right here, man. Listen up. We're going to go. All right, so we gave you one lock, which is the under in the Islander-Ranger game, under 6. We're going to take the Flames, minus 117. That's going to be our favorite pick, Calgary Flames over the Winnipeg Jets. Taking the Flames in that one. That's my lock of the day. And we're going to take the Canucks to beat the Edmonton Oilers. And that's our dog of the day. So we got one over under, which is under six in the Ranger Islander game. We're going to go with our favorite pick is going to be the Calgary Flames over the Jets. And they're only favored by 117, minus 117. And our dog, we're going to take the Canucks against the Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton Oilers are minus 127. The Canucks, I'm grabbing the Canucks, baby. That's so you got. Did I only give you one in the NBA? I did only give you one in the NBA, right? So there you go. That's four picks, man. We went two picks in the NBA. So we got a total of two picks in the NBA. Nuggets over the Warriors minus five. And then we're going to take the Pacers plus three against the Trailblazers. And then in hockey, we're taking the under in the Ranger Islander game under six. We're taking the favorite Flames, a slight favorite, over the Winnipeg Jets, the Calgary Flames. And we're taking the Vancouver Canucks over the Edmonton Oilers as a underdog there. Keeping you in the know, man. SRQ Talk. You know where to find this: Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya, any search engine. You put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to be top three guaranteed. I'd like to thank my sponsor of today's show, The Tender Smokehouse. Go do yourself a favor. Go now. They're offering online ordering, and they'll mail it to you overnight from Texas to Florida in nice sealed packaging. Go to TenderSmokehouseBBQ.com to order yourself some nice Texas brisket. They have two locations, one in Frisco, Texas, another one in Salina, Texas. And you all know my numbers are damn off the chain in Texas. Everything's big in Texas, including your boys' numbers and brisket and barbecue and real barbecue. They have an award-winning barbecue sauce there. I'm telling you, TenderSmokehouseBBQ.com. Do yourself a favor, and you might mention the SRQ Talk Show, and they might give you 10% off. And if they don't, let me know.
Whatever.
All right, we started with all top news there in Sarasota County. It's a beautiful day, man. I have family in town. I have my sister from the great state of Maine that has visited to visit mom. And when they visit mom, they're basically visiting me. So they're going to mom's house. I have to go over there because now I have, since my sister in Maine came down, my sister in Myrtle Beach caught wind of it. And now she's tracking down, and she's tracking down with one of my beast nephews. Little Christopher is coming down with her in the newly purchased $80,000 Land Rover. Oh, no, actually, she said that she didn't bring that one. She didn't want to put miles on it. So she rented a car, but she's coming down with my little nephew, Christopher, little millennium. We'll show him around town. We'll show him the village. He's a nice kid. I'm very, very excited to see him. So I have family in town. So we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for joining me, listening, downloading, smashing the play button. January 14, 2021, season 3, episode 2. There is no more. Please tune in to us tomorrow on an All Football Friday show, baby. We're back on the air for season 3. Thank you for being a listener. 68% of female gender. I love my ladies, and apparently they love me. There is no more. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.